Profit is often spoke of as being the reward to the contractor for taking a risk. It's heavily influenced by this, and if the contractor sees the job as being highly risky, then they would expect to make a high profit margin as a reward for taking that high risk. After all, if things come out against them, then their losses could be considerable. However, it's also strongly influenced by competition, and if a contractor is very keen to get a job, then they'll reduce their profit margin in order to increase their chances. Now, they might want the job because it's a low-risk job. Well, that's another good reason for reducing the profit. It might make a large contribution to their annual turnover. Remember that they need to make their turnover target in order to get their overhead recovery. It may be a particularly prestigious job, which will be good from the point of view of public relations if they get it. For any of 1,001 reasons, the contractor may be particularly keen to get the job, and under those circumstances, the contractor may well cut back their profit margin in order to secure it. As they're unlikely to be the only contractor that takes that view of it, the competition for the job will increase, and as competition increases, then profit margins have a tendency to be cut back. That's good for the client from one point of view, but of course you've got to remember that because profit is a reward for risk, as profit margins get reduced, it increases the chances of the contractor getting into trouble if the risks that they take come out against them. So it's not really in the long-term interests of anybody to have contractors operating on extremely low profit margins. What that tends to do is increase the chances of insolvency for contractors, and that effectively then increases the risk for clients that their contractor is going to go bust during the construction phase of the job and leave them with an unfinished building.